powerful earthquake forced thousands of evacuees in New Zealand. Tsunami threat passes. The magnitude 1.1 quake did not appear to cause injuries or major damage because it stuck in remote ocean. Tsunami warning siren sounded Friday and thousands of New Zealanders on the North Island's east coast evacuated to higher ground after a third earthquake. By the Associated Press, Wellington, New Zealand, one of the biggest earthquakes to hit the South Pacific in modern history, forced thousands of people in New Zealand to evacuate. The triggered tsunami warning across the world Friday, but it did not appear to cause major injuries or more damages because it struck in remote ocean. The magnitude 8.1 quake was the largest in a series of tremors that hit the region over several hours, injuring two earlier quakes that registered magnitude 7.4 and magnitude 7.3. The earthquakes triggered warning system and caused traffic jams and some chores in New Zealand. As people scrambled to get to higher ground, restricts recorded videos of small wave surges in some places, including to Tokomaru Bay near Gisborne. In the afternoon, the National Emergency Management Agency said that threat had passed and people could return their homes, although they should continue avoiding beaches. The Pacific Tsunami Warning Center said ocean gauges that had measured tsunami waves of 30 centimeters, 1 foot in magnitude, and said waves of similar size across the Pacific to Latin American coasts. The largest quake struck about 620 off the coast of New Zealand. One of the earlier quakes hit much closer to New Zealand and woke many people as they felt as rumbling, shaking. Hope everyone is okay out there. New Zealand Prime Minister Jacinda Ardern wrote on Facebook during the night after the largest quake, civil defense authorities in New Zealand told people in some coastal areas and immediately got to higher ground. Emergency Management Minister Kirri Allan told reporters that people had followed the advisor. They felt the long or short earthquakes and they knew to grab their bag and head into the highlands. She said, "I can only thank and acknowledge the tireless efforts of the men and the women from up and down the coast who knew how to act, when to act, and what to do." The U.S. Geological Survey said it was certainly near to remote Kerlimadeg Island at the depth of 12 miles. The agency said it in a report that the quake occurred to the intersection of the Pacific and Australia tectonic plates and eclipsed the largest quake previously recorded in the region and magnitude 8.0 in 1976. It said the international interaction between the plates creates one of the most extremely active regions in the world, and it has recorded 215 quakes there about magnitude 6.0 over the past century. Jennifer Ellis, and earthquake expert at the University of Auckland, said the quake was at the top end of the scale for those involving only the Earth's ocean crust. This is about as big as it gets, she said. She said most quakes larger than magnitude 8.0 tend to occur when a selection of more robust continental crust is involved. The U.S. Geological Survey said that magnitude 7.4 quake was likely a foreshock that contributed to the large quake, but that the first quake that hit closer to New Zealand was too far away in time and distance to have directly contributed. Officials in New Zealand had hours earlier issued a tsunami warning for coastal areas after the first quake struck off its northeastern coast at 2:30 a.m. Friday. There were no immediate reports of serious damage or casualties, and the warning was lifted just before the largest quake hit. The U.S. Geological Survey said that first quake was centered at the depth of 13 miles under the ocean, about 108 miles northeast of the city of Gisborne. It was widely first felt in New Zealand, and residents in the major cities of Auckland, Wellington, and Christchurch reported being shaken awake. In 2011, a magnitude 6.3 quake hit the city of Christchurch, killing 185 people and destroying much of its downtown. Hopefully you guys got some value in this podcast. If you got any value, yeah, just leave a like on it, just leave a feedback on it. How am I doing? Yeah, thank you. Peace out, guys.